The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, when you're banging your head against a brick wall, it's a good idea to stop. But the president not prepared to do this. Harley, he's going to move ahead with a Supreme Court nomination.
Well, he is, and he's going to try to make it as hard as he can on the Republicans to say no. He said he's going to call their bluff, so to speak, and he said they said there'll be no confirmation hearing. He said, well, they say a lot of things. We'll have to see if, in fact, that's the case. And so they've already leaked the name of one of the people who's on the president's shortlist, maybe the only one, we don't know. His name is Brian Sandoval. He's the governor of Nevada. He's pro-choice. He's pro-gay marriage. He's also a Republican. And so, you know, the question is, I mean, he was confirmed. He was nominated by George Bush, confirmed unanimously back in the day as a federal judge. But now he's a governor. And so we'll find out, you know, if in fact he does nominate him. That's a source story. Maybe true. And it certainly was leaked to us. Mm. The White House only acknowledges that Harry Reid and the president talked about it. And of course, it was Harry Reid that supposedly offered the job offer to Sandoval.
Interesting. Now, this bright bloke who's the Speaker, Paul Ryan, I don't know why he's not a candidate for the presidency, quite frankly, and he says they'll make sure Guantanamo Bay stays open.
Well, they didn't waste any time. Yesterday, the president announced his big plan, and today, Paul Ryan says Congress will stop it. He said they already have veto-proof support for a new law that will guarantee that it doesn't happen.
Absolutely.
And he said one of the things that won't happen is that you know, there will be no terrorists brought to American soil.
Mm.
He said they're also preparing a legal challenge that'll tie it up in the court, make sure it can't happen while the president's there.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Harley, and I'm off air tomorrow, but Donald Trump just goes from strength to strength.
Well, he does. I mean, he, you know, he walked away with Nevada, no problem. He had about 45%. He had more than everybody else, more than the next two combined. Picked up a few endorsements today from a couple of members of Congress.
Yeah.
And one of them said, you know, there are a lot of others of us who are ready, but they just aren't willing to come out in the public yet.
we'll see where it goes. Good entertainment, Harley. Good to talk to you. Talk to you next week, Harley, in the United States of America.